Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome to the podcast today. Happy New Year. Wow, it's the start of 2019, and we're so excited. I know I say this most years, I think, but I really do believe the best is yet to come. We believe that God's got so much in store for you personally, and then also for this community that we call Sugar Hill Church. It's going to be a fantastic year. But the truth is, it doesn't happen by accident. It really doesn't. I think everybody wants at this time of year for something better to happen in our lives, for there to be improvements in our life, but it just doesn't happen by accident. And so today, I want to give you three questions that I think are worth wrestling with. The older I get, the more I enjoy asking questions instead of having answers. And these three questions are ones that I actually taught here at the church probably 3 years ago on the New Year's Sunday, but they're questions I revisit multiple times a year. And they come from Joshua chapter 3. In Joshua chapter 3, the nation of Israel is finally going into the promised land. They're finally crossing the Jordan River. They're going to where God had promised hundreds of years ago to this land that would be unbelievable. Well, as they're getting ready to go, there's sort of these three questions they have to wrestle with. And the first question is this. Number one, what direction will I go? See, the nation of Israel for 40 years has been wandering in the wilderness. Every single day they get up and they're like, what do you want to do? We're just going to wander. What do you want to do today? We're just going to wander. They kept walking these big circles in the wilderness. Well, after 40 years, we become creatures of habit. I mean, in my own life, I've been alive for 40 years, and I've got habits that are just wired into my DNA almost, where I just do them without thinking. Well, the truth is, if 2019 is going to be different, we've got to ask this question, what direction am I going to go? And basically answer, am I going to go back to the way things have always been for the nation of Israel? Are they going to keep wandering? Or are they going to go someplace new? God says to them as they're getting ready to cross the Jordan River, he says, you have not been this way before. I would say to you, no matter how old you are, no matter how stuck in your routines you are, God has something even new for you. 2019 can be different if we'll choose a new direction. So that's question number one, what direction will I go? Question number two is who will I follow? Who or what will I follow? Now, you and I, we've got GPSs. We have the apps on our phones. Sometimes our cars have them built in. Old school, you had maps to figure out where you're going. Well, in the Old Testament and Joshua 3, the way that they knew where to go was they would look into the sky at night and they'd see fire, or they'd look into the sky during the day and they'd see a pillar of clouds. That was God's way of giving them direction. But in Joshua 3, when they're going someplace new, God says, I don't want you to look at the clouds anymore. I don't want you to look at the fire anymore. He says in verse 6, I want you to follow the Ark of the Covenant, which represents his presence. And that's true in our lives. As we walk into 2019 and we think about what direction am I going to go? Am I going to settle or keep moving forward? The second question is, am I going to follow the same directions I've been following my whole life, or am I going to look for God's presence? Am I going to listen to his voice through Bible study? Am I going to talk to him through prayer? Am I going to be one of the people in our church that says, hey, starting this Sunday, I'm going to sign up and be part of 21 days of reading through the Gospel of John as a church family? What direction will I go? Who will I follow? And then here's the third question. Am I willing to step out in faith? Am I willing to step out in faith? For the nation of Israel, they had this physical barrier between them and where God wanted them to be. It was called the Jordan River, and it was overflowing its banks. It was deep. It was dangerous. And yet God says to them, I want you to step into the water. Now, I guarantee you, there were people in the crowd that were pragmatic and thought, man, this is not going to work. This is not the way you do it. We don't have any boats, any floats. This is not going to work out well. And yet they were willing to take the next step in front of them. And when they took the next step, God did something amazing. And I think that's the way it works in our life. If we're not careful, we get paralyzed with options. If we're not careful, we want to know what's going to happen in 3 years, in 5 years, what's going to happen down the road. And I believe what God's asking us to do as we enter into 2019 is to take just the next step of faith. What does that look like for you? What does that look like for you to loosen up the grips you have on your own life and trust that there's a God that loves you? That there's a God that is in control of all things, and there's a God that wants you to step into something new. Do you believe that the best is yet in front of you? Do you believe that regardless of your past, regardless of mistakes, regardless of everything you've experienced up until this point, that God could still have something new for you, that it could be even better than you imagine, that it could be bigger than you ever thought could happen. If you ask these questions, God will help you get there. What direction will I go? Who or what will I follow? And am I willing to step out in faith? I hope you'll do that. 2019 is going to be incredible. Personally, it's going to be incredible in our church life as well. Would you wrestle with these questions and step out in faith? And hey, I'll put a plug in here. I've got a new resource coming out really, really soon that helps walk through this idea of designing the kind of life that you actually love to live. In fact, if you're a lady, sign up already for our Flourish, our January Flourish event that's coming up in just a few weeks. My wife and I are actually going to be teaching together, and that's what we're going to talk about. How do you create the kind of life that you don't have to escape, that you don't have to run from, but instead you design it in such a way that you love to live it out? Man, I hope that encourages you today. If there's anything I can do for you, anything I can pray for you, drop me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com. Love you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.